So as we celebrate Ascension Sunday, we have to ask this important question. How are we supposed to understand this? Jesus rose from the dead, and for a period of time, he was appearing to his disciples in his human and now glorified body. And why didn't he just keep doing that? I mean, he could. He could still keep doing that even today because he's alive. But instead of staying on earth in his humanity, he leaves earth. So one of the things I think is interesting is the reaction of the disciples to all of this, how the disciples reacted to the ascension. One would think that if your friend is leaving you, saying goodbye, you'll never see him again, you would feel sad. But the disciples don't react this way. For instance, at the end of Luke's gospel, Luke describes the ascension. He tells how Jesus took his disciples out to Bethany outside of Jerusalem. He was taken into heaven before their eyes. He blessed them as he was going to heaven. And the disciples went back to Jerusalem with great joy. And then when they got to Jerusalem, they went to the temple and were praising God in the temple. So usually we only rejoice when someone has left us because we got sick of them. But there's clearly something different going on here. In Mark's gospel, which we heard today, we hear how Jesus was taken up into heaven. And then what did the disciples, it doesn't tell us what the emotional state of the disciples were at that time, but it does tell us that the disciples went forth and preached everywhere. So Jesus left them and then they got busy. They went forth and preached everywhere. So I think the next line gives us a little clue as to why the disciples acted as they did, joyful and getting to work. It says, they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. So Jesus left earth in his visible bodily form, but then he continued to accompany his disciples. He continued to stay with them. How did he stay with them? That's an important question that we have to consider. So if he wasn't with them, like walking around like he was before, they couldn't just go up and touch his wounds or talk to him in bodily form as they did before, then how was he with them? So I think there's a scene in the Gospels that talks about Jesus vanishing and appearing. I think it's helpful for us as we ask this question. In one of the resurrection accounts in Luke's gospel, two of the disciples are leaving Jerusalem and they're going to Emmaus, and they're downcast and discouraged because Jesus has been crucified and now people are saying that he's raised from the dead, but they don't know what that means. So they're discouraged. They leave Jerusalem. And as they're walking away, a stranger comes and walks with them. And the stranger asks them, well, why are you so discouraged? What's wrong? And so they say, well, haven't you heard? And they begin to tell him about Jesus's death and burial and how now people are saying that he's raised from the dead. And the stranger says to them, well, how foolish you are. And then he begins to explain how the Old Testament points to Jesus and says, and saying that Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises. So they continue walking, and as the stranger's talking to them, the disciples are feeling their hearts burning within them. So then finally they get to their wherever they're going to stay that night, and the stranger is about to keep going, and they say, please stay with us. So he sits down for a meal with them, and in front of them he breaks the bread. And as he does that, they realize he's Jesus. They see him. And as soon as they see him, he vanishes. He vanished from sight. So what does this have to do with the ascension? Well, one of the church fathers described it like this. He says, the visible presence of Jesus now passes into the sacraments. So the physical humanity of Jesus that the disciples saw and touched passes from earth to heaven, and on earth, his real presence remains because he has passed into the sacraments. And he still speaks and acts and meets us and touches us and heals us. And the privileged way that he does that is through the sacraments. So, graduating seniors, my hope for you as you begin a new important chapter in your life is that you encounter Jesus in the sacraments as much as possible, that you go to confession, and that you go to Mass every Sunday. I could tell you it's okay not to go to Mass every Sunday, but I'd be lying to you if I told you that. The reason is because Jesus is really here. He's really here in the Mass. And he's here in the Mass because he loves us. And he wants us to know him there. He wants us to meet him there and encounter him there. He's here as the scriptures are read and explained. He's especially here in the Eucharist. He desires to encounter us, touch us there in the Eucharist. And then we have to consider this. We just said that Jesus in the Ascension passes, now his visible presence passes into the sacraments, but we receive the sacraments, so what does that mean? Now his visible presence passes into us, into you and into me. So this is actually how Christ can continue to be in the world. It's through you, because you've received the sacraments. And the world needs Christ. And so as we encounter Jesus in the sacraments, and then he comes to live within us, and as we continue to receive the sacraments, we grow in holiness, and he dwells deeper and deeper within us, and then we bring him with us into the world. So how do we bring Christ into the world? Well, we don't have to go outside of the Target Center and find a box to stand on and a bullhorn and yell at people that they're going to hell. That's not probably the most effective way to bring Christ into the world. How do we do that? Well, you do this as mothers, as fathers, as nurses, as engineers, as welders, as occupational therapists, police officers, plumbers. It's how you do this. You live your vocation in the world, and you are your authentic self in the world, making your life a service to others, serving your family first and foremost. Your parents, brothers, and sisters, if God's calling you to marriage, then what marriage means is that you become a servant to your spouse and then a servant to your children that God blesses you with. And then in the workplace and in the world, at your school, if you're continuing your education, being generous with the poor, being generous with the downcast, with those who are lonely and abandoned, befriending people who are lonely and abandoned. I can't wait until we get into our church, because on the ceiling, or at least on the sides of the ceiling, we'll have the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. And this is how we bring Christ in the world so practically. So the corporal works of mercy: feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. The spiritual works of mercy: admonish the sinner, instruct the ignorant, counsel the doubtful, comfort the sorrowful, bear wrongs patiently, forgive all injuries, pray for the living and the dead. So, If you've seen pictures, or if you've gotten to go inside of our church, the progress we've made is we have seven murals across the top that are the seven sacraments. So there's a mural of each of the sacraments, and this is intentional. The sacraments is where we encounter Christ, We receive the sacraments there in the church, and then what do? We got to go out. And how do we live our mission in the world, being Christ in the world? 7 corporal works of mercy, 7 spiritual works of mercy. That's how we do it. So when we go to church in our newly renovated church, we'll be reminded every time we go of how we live what we've received there, how we can be Christ into the world. So this is why today's a joyful day, why the Ascension is joyful, because Jesus goes to be with the Father, and in going to heaven to be with the Father makes himself even more available to us, accompanying us. And so what a blessing it is to be Catholic. What a blessing it is to meet Jesus in the Eucharist and in the other sacraments. So we have to be joyful like the disciples, and we have to get to work like the disciples. Christ ascended into heaven. They were joyful and praised God, and they got to work. So graduates and everyone else here, myself included, let's be joyful today that our Lord has come to meet us right here, right now, and then let's get to work.